Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're always delighted to have you on board with us as we face the issues. Let me encourage you to join in the dialogue and discussion today. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your dialogue, discussion, your questions, your comments in relationship to the subject at hand. We're going to be talking about today, who lied to us? WHO, who lied to us? You'll understand it a little further in the monologue, the dialogue, and discussion. And I pray that you will invite others to join in this dialogue and discussion today. Before we do that, let me remind you that we would love to invite you to be our guest this Sunday as we celebrate Father's Day. We'll have our Bible study hour at 9:30, the morning worship service at 10:45. Evening worship service will be canceled. We will not have evening worship service on Father's Day. Be the grand and great service for the AM service at 10:45. But we look forward to having you to join with us. We met you on the air. We'd love to meet you in person. We're going to be looking at the Word of God with a dynamic message from the Scripture, talking about fathers and what the Word of God says in relationship to that. We'd love to have you as our special guest. First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 12021, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. That's exactly 1 mile south of I-295. We'd love to have you. If you're looking for a church home where you can enjoy gospel music, where you can understand the words and all of the words in the music, praise the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can understand them. If you're looking for a church where the Word of God is proclaimed without fear and without intimidation and simply proclaiming the truth of what the Scripture says, we'd love to have you. We have the old-fashioned gospel singing and the old-fashioned gospel preaching. You can call it old-fashioned if you like. It never changes according to the Word of God. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's the way it should be as we proclaim the truth of the Word of God. Let me remind you, as we talk about facing the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. I don't know of any better foundation to base our life upon and to base our choices and decisions upon than the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the Lord Jesus that said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed." By the way, that word indeed simply means truly, surely. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, truly, surely. You're really my disciples. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's what he said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And then further he states in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's important that we understand the word truth. It's important that we understand that today's society, many are not looking for truth. Many are shying away from truth. In fact, many are telling lies. That's what we'll be talking about in the broadcast today. Who lied to us? It is the opposite of truth. It was George Orwell that said many years ago, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." It was the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus that said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." But may I pause and insert this little question, ladies and gentlemen. Do you recognize truth? Can you parse truth from error. As you listen to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the socialist Marxist Democrats, can you tell what is truth and what is lie? Someone said, well, I can always tell when they're lying, for when the lips are moving. Well, I want us to understand how to recognize truth from error. It's vital in the Christian life that we be able to discern the truth. This is the reason it's so vital, even for today, for us to adhere to those admonishing words of the 15th century theologian. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth even to death. And so may I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, that we stand for the truth and defend the truth, even if you have to stand alone. Multitudes today in our schools, colleges, and universities, multitudes today in the political life, multitudes today in our churches that hear that which is error, that which is untrue. They fail to stand for truth. As a result of that, it is carried forth as being fact, and it is not necessarily so. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. A knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about hurricane backup generation, as well as the power equipment for lawn care for the homeowner and for the professional. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's located at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Good benchmark. You can find that gigantic U.S. flag flowing at I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. At the base of that flag, at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that we need to recognize truth and depart from error. May I suggest that the real missing element in civilized society today is truth, T-R-U-T-H, truth. Perhaps you say, well, what is truth? Well, it's the fidelity to the original. That's the best answer. Perhaps we have so much talk today about that which is not truth that we don't recognize truth. Perhaps we have so much talk today that is vacuous and void of the biblical standard. In fact, we've gotten so far away from God in society today. We've gotten so far away from the Word of God in society today that we do not have a standard for truth. What is your standard? What is the standard? What is the barometer by which you measure truth? Is it based on party identification, whether it's coming out of the mouth of a Republican or a Democrat? How do you base your standard? What is your standard based on? How do you ascertain what should be believed and what should not be believed? What is the standard? Ladies and gentlemen, this generation, I believe, has been taught in our public schools and colleges and universities a system that is simply not truth. It is simply our schools and universities have taught that truth is not absolute, that there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, Newt Gingrich put it this way: generations of brainwashing paying off for the left. Let me just read you a blurb or two from his three-page article, dated June 18th, 2020. The hatred for America expressed in the tearing down of statues, defacing of monuments, intimidation of those who stand for the anthem, and the canceling of politically incorrect thought is the result of three generations of brainwashing by the left, contends former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Quote, if we want America to survive as a constitutional republic under the rule of law, which protects the right of free speech and is dedicated to the belief that each one of us is endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we have no choice but to fight to defeat the anti-American anti-Americans and reassert our nation on truth. He goes further to say the indoctrination began in earnest in the 1960s when the German-born University of California, San Diego professor Herbert Marcuse began teaching the philosophical foundation of Marxism to American students. Marxism, ladies and gentlemen, is what is being played out on the streets in all of our cities across America today under the guise of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is a de facto socialist, communist, Marxist organization. And here in this article by Newt Gingrich, he says, we have watched the hard left, the American hating totalitarians, who want to define acceptable speech as they took over our academic world. He goes on to say, the college boards comprise larger people regarded as sound community leaders, refuse to fight that which was taking over our colleges and universities. Public universities and colleges continue to hire vehement anti-American professors. The state legislatures and governors refuse to stand against the undermining and the destruction of America and Americanism being taught in our colleges and universities. Alumni continue to give to the schools, which were teaching their own children and grandchildren to despise them, end quote. He says it should have been clear that graduates who had been taught systematic falsehoods would take those falsehoods into their jobs, their homes, their colleges, their universities, their public life. He notes President Ronald Reagan's famous line that the trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant, it's just that they don't know how much that isn't so, end quote. And he goes on, ladies and gentlemen, with about three full pages, called the generations of brainwashing paying off for the left. And that's exactly what we see in our society today, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, you can stop any of these on the streets that are now protesting, whether it's Antifa, which is the white anarchist, or Black Lives Matter, which is made up of black anarchists, and you can ask any one of them, what are they fighting for? What is the rights for? What are the rights for? What are they doing? And you'll have a whole variety of answers. It's not about George Floyd's death. It's not about the other deaths that's now being touted as being unlawful shootings. But ladies and gentlemen, it's about the destruction of America, and it's based on an absolute lie. It is because, ladies and gentlemen, in our colleges and universities, even from grade school up, if you'd examine the textbooks and see what's being taught in our colleges and universities, it frightened the average parent to death. And yet parents are taking good dollars and sending $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 a year to these colleges and universities that's undermining, tearing down, and destroying the warp and the woof, the general fabric of society as we know it. It's the undermining of our Constitution and our liberties and our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, most people today believe that it's okay to lie, to kind of hedge the truth, to add to or to diminish from the facts. And what are some of the examples that I could use in that determination, ladies and gentlemen? We're told that abortion is okay because it's a woman's right to choose. That's a lie. We've had over 61 million deaths of human beings murdered since Roe versus Wade in 1973 because the courts determine that it's okay. The courts determine that it's legal. So therefore, even among Christians today, they've embraced the lie that it's okay to have an abortion. It's okay to commit murder. It's okay because, as after all, the courts say that a woman has the right to control her own body. But yet when it comes to the so-called COVID-19, that is not the right that we have to control our own bodies. We're told by federal, state, local enforcement Gestapo agents that we don't, that the government has the right to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been told that our national monuments can be destroyed and removed without doing any injustice or harm to our nation. That's a lie. That's a lie. We're watching the movement across America today to destroy history and the historic monuments. You can go to the scripture in Joshua, the 4th chapter, the first 6 verses, and you find that as the children of Israel crossed over the Jordan into the promised land, while the waters were held back by God for them to cross over, Joshua was told by God to take the stones out of the midst of the river and put there on the banks where they camped in Gilgal. And the purpose for that was so that in the future, when parents, children and grandchildren would ask their parents and grandparents, what are these stones for? What is this monument for? They could go back and recite the history of what God had done and why he had done it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the purpose of monuments today. That's the purpose of statues today, in the recognition of history. Not that we're saying those in those statute forms are perfect or without a sin or error, but it's history. And we're watching that as of recent, where there's a movement in Jacksonville after taking the major statue down in Hemming Plaza, recognizing the Hemming family. Now all of a sudden, they want to put a statue recognizing a black personality there. Now that he may have been a wonderful man, I don't know. But the point is, you cannot go back and change history. You cannot modify it, modulate it, or destroy history. And that's what's being attempted. That's the lie. It's the lie that's saying that somehow, some way, those figures, statues are racist. And as a result of that, we have the right to pummel, tear down, destroy, and to riot as a result of it. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that we're being told a lie. We're being lied to in our nation today. We've been told that abortion is okay. That's a lie. We've been told that it's all right to take down, remove, and destroy our historical national monuments. That's a lie. We were told that Obama's White House did not spy on President Trump and his administration. We're discovering, ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. That's been a lie. We were told, made to believe, that Justice Roberts and Neil Gorsuch were both constitutionalists and conservatives. That's been proven to be a lie. We've been told that George Floyd was almost a saint. To hear the demonstrators in the street, he walked on water and wore a halo. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. Now, I'm not in any way diminishing the fact that I believe his life was taken wrongfully, but what we're being told about the man is a lie. Just as in so many of our textbooks today, we've been told a lie about some of the major, and could I emphasize again, major damaging, destructive things that were done with Martin Luther King and his demonstrations. It was referred to as peaceful. I watched on my television with my eyes in the streets of what was happening then. We can't go back and wash history in certain parts of society, certain segments of society, certain ethnicities of society. We can't go back and wash the history with that and demolish and tear down and destroy the history on the other side of the aisle, if you will, and say that it's okay. We've been told a lie. And ladies and gentlemen, the problem, if I can insert this thought, is that we believe the lie. I've seen too many times in too many dialogues, discussions, and debates with individuals on subjects that they simply choose to believe a lie because they've been told a lie and they choose to believe the lie rather than believing the facts and the truth of the matter. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Perhaps you have a thought that you'd like to jump in at any point in time in this dialogue and discussion. Perhaps you've seen some of these events that we're talking about, that you know to be a lie, that we've been told a lie. When I say we've been told a lie, it's what's coming across by the fake news, the socialist Marxist Democrats, and the socialist Marxist news media. And that's exactly what it is. And we're going to talk about that further in this broadcast today. We've been told a lie, made to believe a lie as a nation, as a people. And of all things, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the scripture says with Jesus speaking in relationship to the father of lies, Jesus said, "You're your father, the devil, and the lust of your fathers you will do." He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize as Christians, we ought not to fall into the trap of believing the devil's lie. Why is that so important? It makes a difference in the trajectory that we take in life and living as to whether or not we believe the lie. We have two or three generations now that have been taught and brainwashed by way of lying professors, communist, socialist, Marxist professors in our colleges and our universities. As a result of that now, we're being told today by those rummaging in the streets, those that are rioting and those that are vandalizing, those that are burning in the mobs in the streets. They've been taught that America is bad, evil, and wicked, and it ought to be destroyed and overthrown. Well, retired NFL player Herschel Walker, by the way, before he was in NFL, he was at University of Georgia, running back 33, and did a superb job in football playing, even in his college days. But Herschel Walker said, for those who want to defund police departments, who want to live in communities and cities and nations where there are no police, he said that he'd be willing to buy the ticket, put you on a plane, and send you to any nation that's without police departments if that's what you want. Ladies and gentlemen, the only way a human being can believe that it's okay to not have law enforcement is to believe a lie. To believe the lie of those in California and other places where say that it's okay to defund the police department. The socialist Marxist Democrats and the Marxist media today continue to lie to us, and sadly, multitudes believe what they're being told from the media. The national media and the socialist Marxist Democrats continue to tell us that Black Lives Matter is peaceful. It's an organization that's just simply seeking dialogue. Well, perhaps you recall on a previous broadcast, I talked about the mayor in Olympia, Washington. The mayor's Kathy Selby. And Kathy Selby, just a few days ago, in fact, goes back to about the first of the month. The article here says Democratic mayor who kneeled before radicals get mugged by protesters. The article here, about a three-page article, shows pictures of her front door, her front porch. On the front porch was a little bench or swing set, and over that was a sign that looked like it's in the window of the inside of the house, but showing from the outside, Black Lives Matter. Then on the front porch is swinging a sodomite rainbow flag. She's saying that I am for the LGBTQ and I'm for Black Lives Matter. But the article says the protesters vandalized the home of Olympia, Washington Mayor Kathy Selby. She has all of these things that says that don't bother me. This is what I stand for. The article further says Democratic Mayor Selby of Washington State's capital Olympia was literally mugged, and there's no indication she's become a conservative as a result of it. But she sounded an awful lot like President Trump when a little less than 2 weeks after she kneeled before activists at a gang of 50 protesters vandalized her home. Quote, I'm really trying to process this, she told the Olympia newspaper the day after the incident last Friday. It's like domestic terrorism. It's unfair. Ladies and gentlemen, she just got a taste of what thousands of other businesses, business owners, and property owners have found in the past several weeks with the rioting, the looting, and the burning. She says it hurts when you're giving so much to your community, she said. Goes on to talk about during the protest, the Democratic mayor was seen as in a video cheering the crowd and kneeling before the Black Lives Matter. And then just a few days later is when this took place in her home. But I point that out, ladies and gentlemen, because here's an article that shows you what the other side is like. Here's an article that says the lone Watch a lone conservative prevent Antifa mob from torching the Democrat mayor's house. Dateline, June 18th, 2020. A local conservative who ran against his city's progressive mayor. Now, here's the setting. This happening took place with an individual that had been the candidate running against Mayor Kathy Selby of Olympia, Washington. That I just read you the article about her house being vandalized by Black Lives Matter and Antifa demonstrators. And here's an individual that came to the rescue on another event after that. A local conservative who ran against his city's progressive mayor in last year's primary nevertheless came to her defense when agitated vandals claiming to support Black Lives Matter mobilized outside her home, with one wielding a torch. David Ross, who hosts the David Ross Show podcast, captured on video his confrontation last Friday night in Olympia, Washington, with militants in front of Mayor Cheryl Shelby's home, chanting, "Abolish the police, abolish the police, abolish the police." Further in the article, it says, they spray-painted her porch and her door and wrote Black Lives Matter. Ross, in his video shows, jumped off out of his car and confronted the militants when he saw one holding a torch. With a cricket bat in his hand, he yelled, "What do you don't want to do?" And he has some vulgarity in there. "Don't want to do that." He says, "I'm asking you not to harass somebody or damage their home or terrorize them in their house." It turned out that Selby was not at home at the time. He says, do you need to have a flame open in the front of somebody's house?" He asked the question. "Why?" he asked repeatedly. The torch-wielding militants replied, "Because we feel like it," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is that we're not being told the truth in relationship to the events that's taking place in America today. There's a movement to defund the police departments in America. And the lie is that we need to do that to protect Black lives, to protect the lives of those that are supposedly being harmed by the thousands, if you'd hear them tell it. But yet when you read, ladies and gentlemen, that in 1933, Hitler appointed one as the Minister of the Interior, and his first orders were to defund and to eliminate police departments so that they would not interfere with his brown shirts, whose mission it was to riot, burn, beat up, and kill citizens in an effort to sway the elections. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a motive, and the motive that we see in America today is not for we the citizens, we the people, to be told the truth, but to motivate and to modulate our thinking to the point that we'll believe the devil's lie. Ladies and gentlemen, we're told, for example, that Black Lives Matter is a peaceful organization. And I just read you a couple of articles that validates that it's everything but that. But you see the rioting, the looting, the mayhem, the hundreds and thousands of businesses that are burned and looted, destroyed. And we're to believe that Black Lives Matter is peaceful. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a lie. It's a lie. Who lied to us? Who is it that's doing the lying? We're going to talk about it further in a moment, boiling down to the real WHO, World Health Organization, that has lied to us. But I'm wanting us to understand we've been lied to across the board in America today. And I believe it behooves us as Christians to open our eyes and to recognize truth and understand truth, live the truth, learn the truth, defend the truth, in all that we do and say. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 1-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Right after the news, we'll be right back. Don't turn your dial. Continue to stay tuned to Let's Face the Issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.